The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 218. The top 20 episodes of 2012. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up some great Mayberry stuff. If you got money for Christmas from family, drop by over at Weaver's Department Store, and the stuff there can be your stuff. And you'll be supporting the Andy Griffith Show, Rio and Rutgers Club as well. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by audible.com. If you like listening to podcasts, you can get audiobooks and listen to them by going over to audibletrial.com or heading over to the Two Chairs No Waiting website and clicking on the link there for Audible. And I think you'll enjoy it. I know I do. I listen to them myself. So anyway, sorry for the commercial, but I really do enjoy those books. I listen to them all the time. And you can get a free audiobook. One of the books you can get is the Bible. You can get the whole Bible on audio and listen to them free for 14 days. You get to try the service. You get to keep the free book. Head over to audibletrial.com/two chairs and pick up a copy. It's awesome. I love it. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And no, I don't do a commercial for Audible every week, but this is being the first of the year. You guys just got your Christmas presents. You may have got you an iPod or something like that. And you're trying to figure out, what am I going to use this for other than listening to Alan's podcast? For Two Chairs No Waiting, this Mayberry show that we've been doing for 4 years. Well, one of the things you can do is listen to books, but podcasts, obviously, I want to encourage you to do because you're listening to me. It's great. And what we're going to talk about tonight is the top 20 episodes of 2012. Now, one of the reasons I'm doing this, a lot of people have told me that, they've gotten behind on the podcast. They can't catch up and they feel like they're so far behind, it's just terrible. Let me just tell you, in general, the podcast episodes stand alone. So if you listen to one, you can go and find another one that you really like and go and listen to it. And if you go over to the website at twochairsnowaiting.com, you can go there. And up at the top, there's a link there that says episode listing. If you click it, it'll take you to a page that has every episode of the podcast that are located at the Mayberry Podcast website. If you go to imayberry.com/podcast, that's where Two Chairs No Waiting is located. But you'll also find Burke on Mayberry episodes and a Mayberry Bible Study episodes. Every episode is listed so that you can look through the list and see the title and go straight to the episode that you might want to be, that you're interested in. So I invite you to do that, and you don't have to listen to every episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. Believe me, I completely understand if you don't do that, because I did some figuring over the last 217 episodes, not counting this one, which will be 218. There have been, let's see here, that's 4+ years of podcast, and I've created, just with Two Chairs No Waiting, 63.5 hours or so of podcast listening. Wow. That is an awful lot of listening to me. So anybody that doesn't want to spend the time doing that, I completely understand that. But there are a lot of really cool things in these podcast episodes. And honestly, there's things that I can't even remember that I've told you guys. That's the great thing about having the podcast. I can go back and listen and see what I used to know. So we're going to listen. We're going to talk about the top 20 episodes of this year. This year, not all time, but this year only. Okay, so that's what we're going to be visiting tonight. So you guys, if you've gotten something new, or if you've just been missing episodes and you'd like to catch up on some of the highlights, well, these are the most downloaded episodes of 2012 that came out in 2012. That's a distinction for sure, because we've got episodes that are old that have gotten 3,000 and 4,000 downloads each. So those have been around for 3 or 4 years maybe, but they were very popular. There's a there's several of those that are very popular. But let's talk about the ones that I just did in 2012. So the first episode that we're going to talk about is Leonard Blush. His episode number 195. Now, in that episode, we had run across a commercial out on the internet that was a pest control company, an insecticide company, and we tied it into Leonard Blush, and people enjoyed that evidently, because that was our number one episode of 2012. And now next up, I'm going to run through them pretty quick because you guys can go and listen to these quickly. Andy is the name of it. As you might guess, that came out in July, right around the time Andy passed away. So the episode's about Andy, because you remember Andy Griffith passed away on July the 3rd, 2012. So I invite you to go over there and check that out. Then that's episode 196. Now, all these episodes are listed in the show notes for this episode, so you'll be able to go and look through them and pick out the ones you might be interested in. Or like I said, just go to the episode list and look through the list of titles you might enjoy. So that was the number two episode, Andy, number 196. The number three episode was episode number 194 of Two Chairs No Waiting. It was called The E-Bullet, June 2012. Now, if you hadn't listened to those, The E-Bullet, I go through basically the E-Bullet's highlights for everybody. It's kind of a marker of a point in time of just what was going on in and around Mayberry. We talk about the cast and crew news and things like that. Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, allows me to do that, and I definitely want to thank him for it. But the E-Bullet, June 2012, that was episode number 194, and it was our third most popular episode of the year. Next up is the fourth most popular. Of course, I'm doing these in the wrong order. Most people do them from the 20th to the 1st, but you know, I wanted to do it the other way. This is our number four episode of the year. It was called Barney, Just the Facts. And that's episode number 179. You can go, what we did was basically went through the frequently asked questions about Barney, did several of those, and you can go over to a website called it's called Mayberry.info. If you haven't ever been there, I definitely want to encourage you to do that, because Mayberry.info is an awesome website for just all kinds of Mayberry information. Well, that's the reason it's called Mayberry.info, I guess. But it's the Mayberry Historical Society, and it is a wiki, very much like Wikipedia, if you've ever heard of Wikipedia. You can go in there and you can search for all kinds of Mayberry information and find it. There's an episode guide there of all the episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. It's got them all listed out. It's got you can go and look at any particular episode and get information about who wrote it and when it aired and all that kind of information. And there's also, which I was going through with that episode that we were just talking about, the Barney, Just the Facts. There's a frequently asked questions section, and there's a Barney area, and that's what we went through. So if you're interested in things like that, I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and check that out and be a part of it and help us add information in there, because it's basically all driven by fans like you and me. We put information into that, the Mayberry.info, the Mayberry Historical Society's website, as a wiki. It's stuff that we can put in there that we know, that we noticed on an episode. We can go and put that in right there go to that episode's notes and add it yourself. And we would love to have you helping us there. But anyway, what number was I on? The fourth most popular episode of the year, as I said, was 179, Barney's, Just the Facts. So definitely drop by and check that out. Now, the next most popular episode was number 176, and this was Remembering Don Knotts, part two. Part four, I think. Number four, part one. There we go. I can't read my own writing. Now, what this is every year since the podcast started, basically I've done a Remembering Don Knotts episode during the time of the year when Mr. Knotts had passed away. And this was the fourth one I did, and it was a two-parter. So I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and check that out, because that was a lot of fun. Mr. Knotts was an awesome person and is great to remember. So that was our fifth most popular episode of the year. Number six is number 182, and it's Andy Griffith on the Opry. Now, this is a thing that's been online for quite a while. It was on the imayberry.com website for a long time, but then the technology that was used quit working. So I tried to convert it into something where we could actually see it again. And this is where this came from. It's episode number 182. It's the sixth most popular. And you go over there and you'll see Andy presenting fellow Tar Heel Earl Scruggs the North Carolina Hall of Fame Award right there on the Grand Ole Opry. So that's something worth going and listening to and checking out. So next up, we've got number seven, which is episode number 169. Believe it or not, it's the top 20 episodes of 2011. So as part of your review of episodes from this year, you can check out all the best episodes from last year as well, because it showed up as our number seven episode of this year. So number eight was Where is Mayberry? I mean, hey, a lot of us big Mayberry fans, we may know where this is, where Mayberry is located, but a lot of fans don't. A lot of people are casual watchers of the Andy Griffith Show. And while a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are more more into it, maybe a little more knowledgeable, a little more, I call it inside baseball with Mayberry, a lot of people didn't even know that Mayberry is in North Carolina, because they don't talk about it a whole lot on the episodes. But that's what we reviewed in the number eight episode of 2012. Episode number 178, Where is Mayberry? Next up, we review again. This was number 175. This was the February e-bullet. It was called the e-bullet February 2012. I already explained to you what those episodes are like, so I won't go into that again. But that was number nine. So number 10, we're halfway through, was episode number 180. It came out back in March. Now, this episode is a cool one, and I definitely want to encourage you. You can even go and watch the video version of this one. If you'd like to, and you'll find it on the same page. You just scroll down on any of the pages of the last year or so, and all the episodes are in video format as well. But you can watch it, because it was George Lindsay was hosting a show on TNN, the Nashville network, and he was hosting it. And his guests that day were Jim Clark and Ken Beck. And Bart Boatwright, our friend of ours, is the one that found this video and posted it, and I was able to use it on the podcast. This was the number 10 episode of the year, number 180, Goober, Presiding Goober, and Ken. Talking about Ken Beck in that case. And I definitely want to encourage you to go check that one out. Now, next up is episode number 11, most popular, and it's episode 181, The Andy Griffith Show in the Future. Well, now this is really about, we were asking the question, what's going to happen to Andy Griffith Show in the future? You know, in 2010, we had the 50th anniversary, and what's going to be the future, and what are we doing as fans to keep things going? That's basically what this episode is about. So I invite you to go check it out and listen. It's number 181, The Andy Griffith Show in the Future. Next up is episode number 12, which is Remembering Don Knotts, number 4, part 2. If you'll remember, we had part 1 was the number, it was the fifth most popular, was part 1 of this series, and part 2 is the 12th most popular. So next up, so now we're down to number 13, which is episode number 186. Otis at Don Knotts Star. Now, this is an awesome story. I definitely want to encourage you guys to head over there and check this out, because Ken Junkin, who does Otis with as a tribute artist, he's Otis, and he was actually at Don Knotts Star presentation when Don got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he and I were talking about this on a previous episode, and he mentioned that he yelled, "Attaboy, Luther!" And if you go and listen to episode number 186, you'll actually be able to hear in the audio, you'll hear Ken tell the story about doing that, and then I'll play the audio from the actual STAR presentation, and you can hear Ken Junkin, yelling that. Anyway, it's a great story. I definitely encourage you to head and check it out. It's episode number 186. It was our 13th most popular episode of the year, so head over there and check it out. Next up is our 14th most popular episode, and it was George Lindsay Part 1. Now, this is from May 8th, 2012. Now, you remember as well, you know, Andy passed away this year, and so did George Lindsay. And George Lindsay passed away on May 6th in 2012. And this episode is basically all about George. So head over to our 14th most popular episode, number 187, George Lindsay Part 1, and check that out. Next up is our 15th most popular. We're almost there for all of you that are tired of counting. The Fleets Come to Mayberry Part 1 is the name of this episode. And this is a really, I think, a good series. There's actually several parts of that, and one of the other parts does show up in our listing as we're going through here. But Bobby Fleet and his band with a beat was on the Andy Griffith Show, many people say, 3 times. But that's not true. Well, I won't give you it away, but I will say he was on the episode early and then on the episode again just later that same season. 2 different actors played Bobby Fleet in this first season, in that season. Wow, did you realize that? And then, you know, when the Mayberry band comes through, that's not Bobby Fleet. That's a different Fleet. So go and check out those episodes. They're episodes 170 through 172, I believe, that you may want to go and check out. And there are the Fleets Come to Mayberry, Parts 1, which is episode 15, our episode most popular. It was most popular, 15th most popular. So it's episode 171, The Fleets Come to Mayberry. Let's go on to the next. Our next one is Mayberry Days Trivia, 2012. This went over well because this was our latest in the year episode to be in the top 20. You know, it came out, you know, after Mayberry Days, which is in October, is when this actually came out, and it still made our top 20 list. So it only had a few weeks to have built up enough downloads to be in this list. So really, this is an accomplishment for an episode that came out so late in the year. So you may want to go and listen to the trivia contest questions from Mayberry Days. That was our 16th most popular. It's episode number 210. So go and check that out. Next up is Andy Part 2, number 197. That's our 17th most popular. If you remember, our second most popular was Andy. So this is the next in that series. Next up is 174, episode number 174, Hooked on Mayberry. Now, this one goes back a little bit. This is our 18th most popular. This is kind of like Andy Griffith's Show of the Future I talked about earlier. It's basically like, what would you do to get fans hooked on Mayberry? You know, what's Andy Griffith's Show going to be like in the future? And what can we do to get people hooked on the Andy Griffith Show? Get young fans or something. So go and check that out. And if you got any ideas, I'd love to hear from you. You can send them to us. All right. Now we're down to number 19. Number 19 is The Fleets Come to Mayberry Part 2. I already explained that to you. So finally, our final episode in our top 20 countdown here is our 20th most popular is Opie's Kindness. Now, you can head back and listen to this one. Now, it's about Opie saying, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, things like that. And did it sound phony? We had somebody who said it did, and the discussion was, did it or did it not? So you can go and check that out and listen to it. And hopefully that little list we just gave you there will give you some feel for what this podcast is about. And you can go and listen to those and kind of catch up and see what's going on. And if you enjoy them, head back and listen to some of the older ones. We've got interviews with George Lindsay, interviews with Leroy McNeese. You know, he was one of the country boys, if you didn't know. And George Lindsay was Goober. And anyway, we got interviews with several of the cast members. You just go back and look through the episode listing. You'll find them. There's all kinds of really cool information, I believe, out there. I've done a couple of episodes that were scenes between Bert and Floyd, Bert Miller. Oh, dear. Oh, bother. Oh, those ringing doorbells. And Floyd the barber doing actual scenes from the show that almost makes it sound like a radio program. And you might enjoy going checking those out as well. But there's a lot of fun out there. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that. I'd love to hear from you. If you think some of the episodes that didn't make it, you'd like to make sure people know about, you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com and let me know, or you can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know what you think. Just like our friend Larry did when he called in and left this voicemail.
Hello, Alan. Larry Granger here. Wanted to tell you your singing wasn't bad at all. And that's coming from Music City, USA. Also checked with Sheriff Taylor to see what he thought. He thought it was pretty good singing. And I checked with Helen Crump, you know, because she's a teacher. And she thought it was pretty good singing. Sheriff Taylor suggested I check with Floyd because he's a barber. But I figured you'd already done that. Anyway, singing wasn't bad at all. As a matter of fact, it was pretty good. Thank you for the podcast. Thank you for all that you do. Hope you and yours have a happy new year. Good day.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Now, if you don't realize or don't know what he's talking about, last week on the podcast, I played this song here of Barney the Mayberry Deputy with me singing. And you can go and listen to that last week's show. And Larry was just telling me that, you know, it wasn't all that bad. So I appreciate it, Larry.
But do you,
because I think there's a little bit of a
most famous deputy,
there's a little bit of something. I need a little bit of auto-tuning. That's what I need. So
Barney the Mayberry Deputy.
Anyway, all right. So, hey, Larry, thank you for calling in, and thank you for leaving that voicemail for me and trying to make me feel good. Because Larry is right there in the Music City, Nashville. He's up in that area, and he knows something about music, and I do appreciate that a lot, Larry. And it was funny because, yeah, I did try to go get Miss Crump to look in my eye. She's a teacher. Yeah, so I thought she could tell me. And Floyd, you know, he is a barber. That's right. I did ask him. But so, all right, folks, that's all I got for you tonight. And I want to thank you, and I hope all you guys that are new to the show, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you'll be a part of the show and just come in and, just join in anytime you get a chance. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can call me, as I said, there, or you can go by the website. If you go by the Two Chairs No Waiting website, there is a link right there on the side of the page that says send voicemail. So if you go there, you'll see it right there on the right side, and just click it and you can send in a voicemail that way. And we can hear from you like that. I would love to be able to hear from you like that. And let's see, is there anything else I was going to tell you guys tonight? No, but there's a link to the Mayberry.info website in our show notes. You can go and check that out. The complete listing of all the episodes that we talked about tonight, also there. And I believe that's got us covered. So until next week, guys, I want to thank you guys for coming to Mayberry and visiting with me, and I hope you'll do it then. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Call me at 888-684-8415. Drop by our Facebook page and visit with me over there, too. There's lots of ways to get in touch with me and visit and get to be a part of this community. I invite you to do it because that's really the thing to do. And don't forget to drop by over at the iMayberry community. iMayberry community, a great way for you to stay in touch with fellow Mayberry fans and just be a part of the actual Mayberry community. So we hope you'll drop in and see us there, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs. Bye, guys.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.